What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You might say, Greg, where the fuck have you been? And of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'll have you know, I recorded a Greg Way yesterday. Lost to the ages. Just gone. Eaten up. Didn't go where it needed to. Some kind of, you know, calibration, whatever the fuck shit. I don't know. You know, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. But it didn't work, so I'm doing one in here. And I'm using my new phone. And I'm using my new microphone cord because iPhones don't use the lightning cable anymore. I'm going to cough. Hold on. I'm okay. I had a bunch of wings for lunch. Let's see then. It's Friday. Another week in the books. That's exciting. That's cool. The weekend's here. Need to remote play a lot on it. Going to be using that PlayStation Portal, putting it through the paces. I'm tired. I'm sure you're sick of hearing that. This year has been long. It's been grueling. It's been, you know, great and horrible all at once, right? With horrible stuff happening and then amazing games happening and then you name it, it's been going on. So I am hurting. You know what I mean? I forget if it's in the Lost Greg Way or if it's a Greg Way already posted. But, you know, those last 2 weeks of October took a lot out of me. And I have not recovered. I have not recovered. And so I am here. And I'm doing, today's a fun one. Today was a great day. It's Friday, of course, the end of the week. Had Charlotte Carden in earlier, you know what I mean, where she came in and sang with me. And she's a great musician that you should all go follow and you should all be a fan of because I'm a fan of her and I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm dying. If you didn't see me do the karaoke competition with her, of course, go watch it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. But more importantly, what I say there, I truly believe, is that she's going to be a huge deal. Like right now, she's a big deal in Canada. And she obviously has a lot of American fans and worldwide fans since she's on a worldwide tour right now. New album, 99 Nights, out right now. Go get it. But she's gonna blow up. I don't know when. I don't know if it's the next one or what, but it's only a matter of time. So it's super cool to have her through here. You know what I mean? It's super cool that, like, you know, I didn't think much of, you know, becoming her fan in 2016, 2017 or whatever. But the fact that it means so much to her that I was like her first American fan. And like, you know, I was there before the first record and all the stuff I didn't really realize. And that's all Jen, but I'll take credit for it. Don't worry about it. But a really fun Let's Play. And as you know, things that aren't the usual shows don't perform well on YouTube usually. So if you could go watch it, it'd mean a lot to me. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. But instead, what I want to do is get back to a question I answered yesterday but was lost time. It is the one, the only, Mohaimin Khan. Mohaimin over on the Patreon app. Remember, if you use the Patreon app for the Kind of Funny side, there is a Greg Way chat room up there where you can come shout things out and maybe get on the show, maybe not. I still read the comments of the Patreon post. Don't worry. Don't fret. Remember, if you ever listened to a Greg Way before, I yawned through the entire time. It's terrible content for you, but I can't stop it. And more importantly, each and every weekday, you're promised 5 minutes with me here on the old vlog. And sometimes I do 20 minutes and it gets eaten alive, and then that sucks. And so it looks like I didn't do my job when I did my job. But then I come back the next day and I give you a long one as well. Anyways, Mohaimin wrote in yesterday and said, 2 days ago, and said this. I don't even know if this is the best place for this, but how do you get over someone you found yourself attached to? I know it takes time. It's only been 3 days. And distractions, parentheses, none are helping. If anyone has any insight, I'd be happy to hear them. So, Mohaimin, first off, shout out to Katie Gallagher, who came in and responded yesterday to Mohaimin, who was talking to him there. For me, Mr. Khan, there's a country song that I talk about all the time, usually when I'm coaching someone through cancer. As you know, I'm a cancer survivor, and that means as we get older and more people get cancer, have to deal with cancer, they come to me with more and more questions. And for me, there's a country song that goes, if you're going through hell, keep on going. It's an adage. It's been around longer than the country song. I knew it before the country song, but now I can't not hear the country song when I say it. And that's sadly all you can do here. You have to just keep getting up every morning and going at it. And I know that it sucks, and I know that it's painful, and I know that you would love to not have it happening to you, but it's happening to you. And so there's nothing you can do but take it on the chin and keep going. I assure you that the distractions will start to help. You will one day find yourself enjoying Loki. You will be drawn to a new video game. You will, whatever it is, that you'll start finding joy in that again. And, you know, not thinking so much about the loss of the person or the relationship, as you put it, right, attached to. And that's the thing I talked a lot about yesterday in the Lost Greg Way, was the idea that, of course, relationships are incredibly complex, and they don't need to be romantic. You know, you don't call out if this one is a friendship, a partner, a romance, whatever it is, a pet. You know, I mean, I heard this and immediately thought of Porty, right, which is my most personal grief of all time, right? And the fact that I was so devastated by that, and I remember the day surrounding that and talking to Jen about how much this sucked and how painful it was and how there was nothing in it. And I, of course, remember breakups with my previous partners from before, you know what I mean, my ex-wife or a girlfriend from the past, and how much they suck and how much that hurts. But I think, you know, one of the things I always say in these kind of situations, right, and you might not want to hear it right now, Mo Hyman, but it's the idea that this is a good thing, that this has ended. It might not feel like a good thing, but if it wasn't mutual and it was just the partner or the other person in the relationship, even if it was mutual and it was you, maybe it's you who caught them off guard by breaking up with them or cutting off contact or whatever it is. This is happening because something was broken in the relationship. Something wasn't working in the relationship. And that's an important red flag I think a lot of people will ignore and go past and not make a change like this, because, of course, change is painful and change is jarring and requires you to work through some stuff. This pain you're feeling right now, I'm sure at some time you got to be, maybe I should have just stayed in the relationship, right, or the person I've grown attached to. And again, maybe this is a death in the family and this isn't really pertinent, but I'm already on this train, so we're going to keep going, right? Of, like, the idea here is that this wasn't right for you. And it might just be that it wasn't right for you now. This friendship might come back to you sometime. This relationship, this partner might come back to you sometime. But you'll be different people when that happens, right? I think that was a powerful realization for me, you know, marrying Jen and finding Jen, right, was the idea that looking back at every other relationship that had ended, right, it wasn't, I always say, you know, it's that we weren't right for each other. And that doesn't mean somebody was wrong. Of course, there are examples of abuse, shitty people, yada, yada, where it is, no, people are, they're wrong. I've always had boring breakups where it isn't so much that somebody's wrong, it's just we're not right for each other, and that's okay. And I think, you know, the power of that is when you get far enough away from it and you find somebody like I have with Jen, right, in that relationship. When I find something like I have with Tim, Nick, and the rest of Kinda Funny as partners and collaborators, right, when you find those relationships, those ones that are like, holy shit, this is amazing on all fronts and doing so much, it then recontextualizes the ones that didn't work out. And I think, again, it's back to, it's not that they were wrong, that we just weren't right for each other. That wasn't what we were looking for, either one of us. And so right now you're in a lot of pain, I understand that, and that sucks, and I wish there was a do this, do that, and you'll forget all about them. That's not how it works, sadly. Instead, you go through this, and I would encourage you to feel your emotions and sit with them. Like, I know you want to do anything to get away from it, but again, you can't. So you have to kind of just take it on head on. And then that informs your decision. It's kind of like XP in a game, your favorite game, right? Like, that will then make you the person you're going to become. And you'll then apply those lessons and these experiences to all the different times and seasons of your life when these things happen again, or when you have a friend who needs counseling, or when you get into the perfect relationship, right? The perfect, you attach to someone else, find yourself attached to someone else who's, you know, not a little bit misaligned with you. And I think that's the most important thing here. It sucks. I'm sorry you have to do it, but we all have to do it multiple times in our lives. We'll have to do it again. You know what I mean? Like, that's the good news about living. If you keep on living, the people around you are going to go away, whether it be death or breakups or, you know, changes of heart. Like, that's how it is, and it sucks, but it's part of the beauty of life and what we have to do here, right? You can't have the sweet without the sour. You know, the human condition is such an interesting one. That, again, I would tell you to try to embrace these feelings, live with them, think about them, contextualize them. And I think that helps move on. I think trying to get away from them and distract yourself from them, that doesn't help anybody. That's a big burp. Sorry. To get you out of here on the weekend with a little bit of fun, right underneath Mo Hyman, Jacob Meyer said, remember when Greg creamed Tim's car? Was there a conversation about that later? Lol. Tim didn't seem entirely enthused about it. I figure it's been enough time that it could be a fun story. Of course, Jacob is referencing my birthday stream this year back in April when Xavier Woods and Poe were here and we were being a bunch of clowns. And one of the things on the punishment wheel, right, or the donation wheel or whatever it was pie somebody in the face. And I went out there multiple times and tried my damnedest to pie people in the face. But instead, G. Willikers somehow hit Tim's car with a pie. No. Tim was not upset about it. The conversation after the fact, of course, the cameras went off and I did apologize. Like, we cleaned the car, if you remember, shirtless. Me, Woods, and Roger over there. But I did go. I did eventually have to talk with Tim Adam. I say, sorry if I crossed lines. Oh, no, you didn't. Don't worry about it. You know, I think so much of what we do here at Kinda Funny is trying to be kinda funny. And I think that often, you know, you see me and Andy interact. I don't know if the AMA is up. We did a great AMA the other day. I bet Cool Greg doesn't even know it's out there. I should probably look into that. Let me see. I'm on Patreon now. Is it up? The Marvels. Loki. I'm going to talk to Cool Greg because me and Andy did a great AMA that I think got caught in Andy being work from home, trying to get it over here, yada, yada. But we talk about our relationship, our partnership, the way we interact off each other in terms of comedy here. And I think a lot of times, you know, you furrow your brow a bit more maybe than you do in real life or whatever, but Tim knows I love him. Tim knows if I fucked up his car, I'd pay for it. So it's fine. And he was fine. And everything was fine. It's fine. It's fine. Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a longer Gregway. Two Gregways in one for you. Sorry about the mishap yesterday. Next week, I am off in L.A. on a job Monday. So I'll be back on with a Gregway on Tuesday. Again, I'll double up there and try to give you another 10-minute one before it's all over. Maybe I shouldn't say maybe. I need a haircut. So there'll be a haircut by then, hopefully. But if not, I'll have long hair. I got nothing. It's been a long week. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.